Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Poltergeists are said to be mischievous ghosts with a variety of tricks, ranging from making loud noises, moving furniture, and knocking on doors, to pinching, biting, hitting, and tripping people. In 1970, local historian Marjorie O'Hara told this story about newlyweds Dale and Ruth Flowers of Medford, Oregon. They said that right after moving into Dale's house, things began to disappear, including a box of Christmas decorations that later mysteriously appeared in the middle of the living room. The couple reported hearing footsteps, pots and pans clattering in the kitchen, and a cold wind blowing through the tightly shuttered house. The ghost seemed fond of Ruth's lipstick, hairbrush, and her books on roses. Convinced someone was playing tricks on them, the couple checked the locks on their doors, but Ruth still felt a presence when she was the only one home. They first determined to outlast the ghost, but finally decided the house was haunted and the poltergeist hated them. So they moved out. Like most ghost stories, we're left with a lot of questions, but no answers. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.